UJFM, UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Stage 1 load shedding to continue today, and Mozambique drops SA legal challenge in extradition bid for ex-minister.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
With start of your top stories this morning, good morning, I am Michelle Mukale. Eskom says Stage 1 rotational load shedding will be suspended at 6 a.m. this morning and will resume again at 9 a.m. The power utility says this is owing to a shortage of generating capacity. Meanwhile, Eskom has lost its court application to be granted higher tariff increases for the next 2 years. National Energy Regulator NERSA had awarded Eskom increases of 8.1% in the current financial year and 5.2% for the next one. In response, Eskom asked the High Court in Pretoria to allow increases of 16.6% in April 2020 and 16.7% in 2021. Eskom argued that without these tariffs, it and the economy will suffer catastrophic harm. Former anti-apartheid activist Keith Coleman, who was detained at the then John Foster Square police station in Johannesburg, has testified that there was a big commotion in the corridors of the cells of the night anti-apartheid activist Neil Agate died. He says Agate personally informed him that he was being tortured. He says on the night Agate died, he was awoken by noise along the corridors.
And I said to Neil, how are you doing? How are you holding up? And he said, it's hard. I'm having difficulty. And he said that he was being assaulted. And he told me that they'd torn his shirt during the assault. And he said that he was keeping the shirt as evidence of the assault.
The University of Johannesburg Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation, in collaboration with Friedrich Abbott Steve Long Office in South Africa and the UJ Library, invite you to a public dialogue on South Africa's second year on the United Nations Security Council. This will take place on the 13th of February at 5 p.m. at the Chuno Achebe Auditorium, 6th floor UJ's Auckland Park Kingsway Campus Library. For more information, visit uj.ac.za. And finally, Mozambique has withdrew a legal challenge in South Africa over competing bids to extradite its ex-finance minister, who is wanted in the U.S. and Maputo over a $2 billion